Okay, today of Das Tzadik Vav. We're in Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. Today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal. Lila Nishmas Menucha Freda Bas Yaakov Yehuda. So yesterday we ended off saying that Shmuel said there are three times that there are three times where somebody's entitled to Sheva, but they're not entitled to a portion of the land. For example, two brothers. One's a Bechor, one's not a Bechor, right? So the Bechor is entitled to Pishnayim. So the father dies in Rosh Chodesh Adar. But they don't adjudicate the estate. It takes 6 months till they adjudicate the estate, right? So what happened during those 6 months? The field got improved. Is the brother entitled to Pishnayim of that improvement? The answer is no, he's not. He's entitled to that. That's split 50-50. Now, does the non-Bechor get a portion of that land? No. The brother gets Pishnayim and he pays him in cash. So that's he's entitled to the Shevach, but he gets paid in cash. Okay? Three cases, then also a Balchov is like that. Right? I owe Mati money. What do? I sell a field to you, Simcha. Now you go ahead and improve the field. Now Mati comes to me and says, "No, Menachem, pay me the money you owe me." I said, "I don't have any money." So Mati goes to you and says, "Give me the field back." Now you say, "Wait a minute, Mati, you're not entitled to the Shevach." The answer is, he takes the entire field and pays you cash. Okay? Even though, you choose you're not entitled to that Shevach, but we're going to, the Gemara's going to ask that question. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda Rabashi, Miyomar Shmuel, did Shmuel say, really, that a Balchov, Lulokeach, Yovli Shevach? That when it comes to Balchov, in our case, when Mati, I owe Mati money, Mati's going to come to Simcha and take the land that the Simcha can give him Shevach? The Amar Shmuel said not true. Balchov gove es ha-shevach. The Balchov collects the Shevach. In our case, that would mean Mati's entitled to the Shevach. Right? Amalei, that's a Gemara in Baba Metzia. Amalei says Ravashi back, no, lo kashi, not a kashi. Kan, here, where Shmuel said that the Shevach has to get paid, we're talking about B'Shevach HaMagia L'Kasafim. The Shevach that has already reached the shoulders. In other words, it's ready to be harvested. It's already ready to be harvested. So it's almost as if it's already harvested. Kan, but over there, what Shmuel said, that the Balchov, which in this case is Mati, he's owed the money, he's entitled to the Shevach. We're talking about B'Shevach She'ein Magia L'Kasafim. It's very, very, very small. It just started to sprout. So the Shevach is very, very minimal. Therefore, Mati's entitled to it. Amalei, wait a minute. B'amayza b'chol yom, but this happens all the time. V'ka megabe Shmuel ashpilu Shevach hamagia l'ksafim. And Shmuel would give to people like Mati, people that were owed money, even the Shevach. So Amalei, again lo kasha. Again it's not a kasha. Ha demasik bay kishir ara v'shivcha. Yeah, when would they give the Balchov the both? When he's owed both. He's owed $1,000. Right? The field's worth 900. And the Shevach made it worth an extra 100. So he's entitled to it. Ha, when did Shmuel say that he's not entitled to it? Ha, the lo masik le el kishir ara. The only thing he's owed is the value of the land. So therefore, I to the Shevach now, send him a check. That is not yours. Amalei. But wait a minute. Ha nicha lamanda amar. This all makes sense according to the one who says, I isle zuzi lilokeach. Let's say, Mati comes to Simcha and says to Simcha as follows, you know, Menachem owed me money, he doesn't have, I'm taking the land away from you. Simcha says, I don't want to give you this land, I'll give you a check. Either way, I'm losing it. Either way, I'm losing now. Either Mati's going to take the land away, I'm going to lose the land. I don't want to lose the land. I'll pay Mati in cash. It's $1,000. Here's a check for $1,000. But the machlok is if he's allowed to do that. What? I don't know. It's in Ksuvus. We did it already. I don't know. So, ha nichal amanda amar I isle zuzi lelokeach. If Simcha has money, lo Mati mesalik le lebalchov. He can't push off the balchov. He could pay him off. Shopper. Good. But, why? I'm sorry. Even if Simcha has money, Even if Simcha has money, you're still allowed to take the field away from him. He can't pay you off. He can't. He's not allowed to. So therefore, if that's true, he's not allowed to, then Shmuel made perfect sense. Why? Because Shmuel said that since you can only collect from the karka, right? Yeah. Since you can only collect from the karka and not from money, you don't get paid off by him. You only can get paid with the karka itself, right? Therefore, yeah.
Because
the problem is the shevach.
No, it's not. Problem is the karka.
Yeah.
Once you take the karka back, it's the money. It's the problem of the shevach. If he gets the money back,
then there is no shevach.
There is no shevach.
Right. So that makes sense. Ella leman de'amar. But according to the one who holds, e is lezuzi lelokeach. If the lokeach, which is Simcha in this case, has cash, matzi mesaka lebalchov, he can pay off the balchov and keep the land. But either way, he's losing. So he might as well keep the land. Right, land always, you know, pay off the cash. Then lemalei, let the balchov say to Mati, wait a minute, I have ilizuzi, if I had cash, if I would have cash, say I would have. I don't have, but if I would have a misalkinalach mikule ara, I could pay you off and send you out of here. I could give you a check and send you on your way. And you would have to accept it. Therefore, hashter, right now, have ligriv with the ara, shirei shivchai. So let me keep the shevach. I should keep the Sheva, not you. So the Gemara says, you're right. In a normal case, that would be the case. You're right. The guy would be entitled to the Sheva. Amalei, hachamai eskinan. You know what's going on over here? Kigon, for example, the Shavya Nihile Apotiki. I said, when I borrowed money from Simcha, from Mamati, I said that this land is where you're going to be able to collect. Therefore, this is the land. I was an Apotiki. Which means this is the land you can collect from. The Amalei, where I said, Lo yeh lecha piron el mizeh. The only way you can collect is from this land. I, the Shevach, so what? Okay. That was the hard part of the daf today. After this, it's not so bad. Next, two dots. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Gezel v'hishbiach. Let's say a gezel went up in value. I stole an item. It went up in value. And now, umachar. Now I sold it. Sold to somebody else. Gezel v'hishbiach. I stole an item. It went up in value. V'horish. And then I yarshed it to my children. So now, what is the status of the buyer? And what is the status of the yorish? Says the Gemara, ma shehishbiach machar. Whatever he gained, he sold. Ma shehishbiach horish. Whatever he gained, he yarshed. In other words, the buyer or the son stands in the shoes of the ganav, the gazlin. So whatever rights apply to the ganav, apply to the buyer. Whatever rights apply to the ganav, apply to the children. Okay, that was two lines because it's pretty pashut. Now, boy Rava. Rava asked the following shaila. Hishbiach lokeach. One second. Boy Rava. Rava asked. Hishbiach halokeach mahu. What if it went up in value after the guy bought it? That we didn't have. After the guy bought it, went up in value. So Basa the boy, Hadar Pashta. After he answered it. Ma macha rishon l'sheni. What did the one sell to two? Kol zechus shetav liyado. Whatever's going to come to him, he sold. So just like if it would have gone up in value, it would go to the gazlin. Now it goes to the buyer. Okay, next. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. Listen to this. Hishbiach obed kochavim mahu. What if a guy steals an item and that goes up in value? Now what? Mahu, what's the din? Does the same rule apply by a guy? So Amaleh, Ravachim Edifta Lavina, wait a minute. Why do we have the rule that if it goes up in value, it belongs to the gazlan? What's the reason for that? The reason was, is because we want to encourage tshuva. So if we let you keep the shevach, it'll give you an incentive to pay the principal back. Listen, you're a thief. And we're still giving you profit to pay the original back. That's the whole reason for this. Normally we say that a chotek doesn't gain. But there's a mitzvah to return it. We want you very much to return it. That's like, return it as it is. You only have to pay as it is. What about all the gain? You can keep that. Right? The whole thing is to encourage tshuva. Right? So for a we're interested in a guy's tshuva. So we care so much about a guy's tshuva. Says the Gemara, Takanta lovi kochavim neki v'naved. We're going to make a takana for the guy. But he should have a tshuva. Amalei. No. You're right. Of course not. Now, Lo Tzricha, the case is, he goes to Zavnei L'Yisrael. No, he sold it to a Jew. And we just said, Rava just got finished saying, that the buyer stands in the shoes of the seller, the Goslin. So now all the rights that apply to the Goslin apply to him. Now our shayla is, what kind of shayla is that? The bottom line is, Haba Machmas Ovi Kochavim. It comes from a Goy, Hare Huga Ovi Kochavim. So whatever rights the Goy had, you have. So again, same question. We're so interested in the Goy? So the Gemara says, no, Lo Tzricha, the answer is, Kigon de Gazal Yisrael, a Jew stole it, Vizavne Nehile, and then he sold it, Vizbiche Ovid Kochavim, and a guy improved it. Then, Vahadar Ovid Kochavim Vizavne Li Yisrael. And then the guy came and sold it to a Yisrael. So you have a Yisrael, Goy, Yisrael. Now what's the din? Me, Amrin, and do we say, Kivin de Meikari Yisrael, Vahadar Yisrael? A Jew stole it, and a Jew finishes off having it. Avdi Rabbanan Takanta. So now we have the Takana of that will let you keep the profit, so you'll return it. O Dilma, or maybe Kivon de Ika Oved Kochavim Beemta. Since there's a guy in the middle of this whole thing, does the guy break everything? All these din that we're saying get broken, and therefore what? Therefore you might have to pay everything back. You can't keep the shevach. Why? Because there was shevach that took place by the guy. Lo avrila rabbanan takanta, no such takana, and the answer is teku, right? Teku. Okay, don't worry. There's a lot to say on Amud Beis. A lot of Pesach stuff we're going to have today, believe it or not. Next, this is a very hard Gemara because the facts of this Gemara are very difficult to figure out. But Amar of Papa says of Papa, Haiman de gazal dikla michavrei. If you steal a dekel, which is a palm tree, Michavre, from your friend, the katle, and you kill it. In other words, you chop it down. Now, afagat, even though the shadye me'ara la'ara, didei, you move it from his field to your field, most hold, you live next door to the guy. Right? So you've been eyeing that tree. Every time you go outside, you see that, you're dying to have that tree. So you steal it. What do? You what? You uproot it and put it in your yard. So now that it's in your yard, you make it worth more. So, afagaf deshadi me'ara la'ara, even though me'ara didei lo koni, you're not kona it. Why not? My timer. Why not? So the Gemara answer is a very difficult answer. Me'ikara dikli mikri, because when it was in your neighbor's yard, it was called a dekel. V'hashta nami dikla mikri, and now it's also called a dekel. So everyone asks, so what? What do you mean now it's called? So the answer is, what? What do you mean, lo shinui? You stole it. The fact that you still call it a dekel, who cares? What? That's a big machlokes, because the whole matzis of this case is very difficult. What's going on here? Why should the name of the item doesn't change? Why does it make a difference? Yes, if you steal a 2x4, a piece of wood, and you make it into a little piece of thing to hold up the table, you changed it. Took a big piece of wood, you made it a small little thing. Right? You took a big piece of wood, you made it into a toothpick. So you changed it, no? Now no one calls that a 2x4 anymore, they call it a toothpick. But when you took the dekel, what was it? A dekel. What's it called now? Also a dekel. I understand, there's no shinui done to the item. That's true. Still shinui reshus. What? What's Rashi saying? Rashi doesn't say anything.
The law claims that you have to physically return the tree.
Right. Right. You're not kona any shevach.
No.
Right?
You mean that you can still say the hatred of
Sagzeo. I understand.
That's what you mean. Not
but that's always true.
No, normally you have to return the
low kind. Okay, fine. Okay, okay.
No, you can return money. Let's say. If there was some kind
of... Right, okay. Okay, and what about the shevach?
Nothing about shevach.
So sometimes, the Mefarshim point...
Yeah, you lose the shevach because you have to physically return the tree.
Right, so sometimes, you have to know when to say this. Sometimes the name is Gorim. Sometimes, there's a new factor now. The name sometimes is Gorim. Normally we thought it's only Shinui Rishus, or Shinui to the item, and plus Yeish is thrown in. We haven't even gotten to Yeish yet. That's also a factor. Now I bring a new thing. The name changed. Right? And now we're going to go on for a half an hour about this. Dikla, if you stole a tree, va'avad gubi, and you made it into logs, again lo kani. You're still not koni it. Why? Hashta mihas gubi de dikla, because now it's called gubi de dikla, logs of a dekel. And, one second. Hashta mihas gubi de dikla mikri. No, I'm reading it wrong. Hashta mihas gubi de dikla mikri. Oh, because it's still called gubi de dikli. Fine. One minute. Dikla. No, what am I doing? Let's start over. Omar Papa. Hi, man. The God of Dikla bin Chavi Vikatle. Afak after Shaji Ma'ara La'ara. Diday lo karni. My time or not. Mikra Me'ikara Dikli Mikri. Fahashtanami Dikla Mikri. Dikla. If you steal a tree of a gubi and you make it into logs, lo karni. You're not calling it. Why not? Hashtami has gubi the Dikla Mikri. Because it's still called logs of a dekel. In other words, the name didn't change. Ask the Raven and the Rajba to how come when you steal wool and you make it red, all of a sudden you cone it. Isn't it still called wool? What? So what? You took a tree and made it into a log. So? Here I'm just making it red. You can take that by everything. Right? I'm just making it red. It's still wool. What's the difference? Yeah, what's the difference?
Oh,
so the difference is, it looks different.
So what's
I call this, what? Has a different name, and they don't give that answer. They say because it looks different. And the deca looks the same. Right? Fine. Okay. Now, guvi, let's say you have logs. Vav dinhu kishuri, and now you made it into kishuri. What's kishuri? Beams. Right. Kani, you're kona it. Why? Now it's totally different. Kishuri Ravravi. But you have big beams. Vavdinu Kishuri Zutri. You made it into small beams. Lokani. Doesn't cone it. Avdinu Kitsutisa. If you made it into other kinds of boards, Kani. Then you are cone it. Okay? Next. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Haiman de Gazal Luliva. If somebody steals a lulav, Rashi says that the lulav is not kosher. It's not a kosher lulav. You'll see why in a minute. Vavdinhu, huti, and now you made it into branches, leaves, right? Kani, you're kona it. Demekara luliva mikri, because first it was called a lulav. Fahashta, huti, and now it's called huti. Obviously, I think Rashi says that. No? No, Rashi doesn't say it. The Mepharshim point out. It must be talking about a pasul lulav. Because if a kosher lulav, you made it from a kosher lulav into a pasul lulav. By making it into huti, you pasul lulav. Obviously, it was a pasul lulav already, but it's still called a lulav, right? You give the pasul lulav to the kid, right? It looks. What? No, lav dafka, but maybe it's the week before Sukkot. We'll get to that in a minute. But we'll get to that soon about Sukkot. So if it's a pasul lulav, but it still looks like a lulav, there's some value to that. People call it a lulav. Once you make it into huti, you've totally changed. It's not a lulav anymore. If it's a kosher lulav and you make it into a pasul, that itself is a big change. Obviously, we're talking about a lulav that's already pasul. Fine. What? But the Torah Chaim says that if it would have been a lulav kosher, that changing it from a kosher lulav to a pasul is itself a big change. Okay. Huti, what if it was already leaves, branches or leaves, vavdinhu chufya, and you make it into a broom. Says the Gemara, kani. That works. Why? Because meikara huti, first it was huti, vahashta chufya, and now it's a broom. Chufya, if it was a broom, vavde sharshura, and you made it into a rope, lo kani. It doesn't work. My time, why not? The hadar sasale vahave chufya, because it's so easy to undo that and make it back into a branches. The leaves. By Rav Papa, this is a big machlokas here, what this means. Nechlecha ha-tiyomes, if the tiyomes, what's the tiyomes? Bapashtas, it means it's the middle leaf of the lulav. The middle leaf has to have, it can't be broken. It can't even be split. The big machlokas, how much it can't be split, like we're machbid, try at least, that it shouldn't be split at all. But for sure you have tefach, that it could be split, but we try not to even have that because chances are, if it's split a tefach, and you shake less than a tefach, it's split a half a tefach, and you shake it, it'll open more. That's the reason that when people say machmir. Because once it's open a drop, it's almost guaranteed. You shake it a little bit, it's going to open even more. Okay, so now, the tiyomes was nechlak. Right? It was split. Mahu, what's the din? Toshma, the Amr of Matun, Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, nitla ha-tiyomets. If the tiyomets is nitel, what's nitel mean? If it's removed, if it's taken, puzzle. That's obviously puzzle. My love, doesn't that mean hu adin lenechlaka? That even if it's split? Says the Gemara, lo, nitla shiny. No, you take it, it's different. The hachasala, because it's missing. So, big machlokas here, what's going on here? How could you confuse that? How could you confuse removing the tiyomet from having the tiyomet be split? How could you confuse that? Yeah, because removing the tiyomet, it's like not a loaf now. I took away half the thing. I took the top off. I sliced it off. I'm not sure how could that be. How could that be? How could the physical appearance look?
You're looking at the loaf 2 feet away.
Yeah, I understand. Right. Right. I know you're right. It's just very difficult. It's very difficult here. There's a lot of pshat on what exactly is going on here. Anyway, ikad yomi, others say, Tashma, the Amar of Matan, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Nechlacha tiyomets. If the tiyomets is Nechlak, Nasa kemisha shenitla, it's the same thing, upasal, and it's pasal. So shmarina, that would be a good raya. According to ikad yomi, it's a good raya. Okay, next. Amar of Papa, says of Papa, Haiman de gozal afra, michavre, if somebody steals dirt from their friend, for avde levinza and makes a brick out of it, lo kani. That's not acquiring it. My time, why not? Because the hadamashi lafra. Because you can make it back into dirt. That's not a change. That's not a good permanent change. You make it back into dirt. But levinza, if you steal a brick, the avda afra and you make it into dirt, kani, you're kona it. Maya Marta, what are you going to tell me? Dilma hadav avde levinza. What, you can make another brick out of it? Says the Gemara, impossible. Hai levinta achritihu. It's an entirely different brick. Uponam chadashos bo'olakan. It's a new thing? What's the difference? So Rashi says, when you make a brick, you're very, very, very exact. It's got to be to the millimeter. Every brick has to be. Because why? You're using it for building, and you can't be woof. So you're very, very careful. It's very difficult, Rashi says, to make the same dirt, undo it, and make it back. It's going to be the same size. Very difficult. Therefore, when you make a brick into dirt, you haven't changed anything, right? Why? When you steal dirt and make it into a brick, you haven't changed anything. Why? Because it can go back into dirt, and nobody cares about dirt. It's a little bit more or less, who cares? The other way around, we do care. So therefore, if you steal a brick and make it into dirt, you are kone it. You can make it back into a brick? Yeah, but it'll be a totally different brick. Okay? Make sense? Yeah. Now, Vamer of Papa, says of Papa, Haiman de Gazal Naska, if you steal a silver piece of Naska, they call it, the Arzal is an ingot. So they know what an ingot is. It's a lump, it's a chunk of gold. Chunk of gold or chunk of silver. Michavre, and now Avet Zuze, now you make it into coins. Right? You make it into coins. Lo Kani, you haven't been coned to that. My time, why not? Hadar Avdu Hul Naska. Because you can make it back into an ingot. You can make it back into an aska. How? Melt it back and make it into a lump, a bar, whatever you want to call it. You could do that again. 1 minute. Aval, zuze. But if you have money, va'avidhu naska, and then you make it into a money, kone, you're kone it. Maya Marta, what do you want to tell me? Hadar Avidle Zuze? What, you can make it back into coins? No! Param Chadash is Bolakan. New coins. So Rashi says, the difference is, because nobody cares what size that piece of, that chunk of silver is. It's a piece of chunk, silver! No one's so exacting, because nobody cares. When it comes to a brick, people care, right? Mata, you know, the brick is one hair breadth off, people complain. It's gotta be perfect. When it comes to a silver thing, who cares about the silver? It's a little bit different than before. Nobody cares. Therefore, the halacha changes. The problem is, over here, Tosfos says something absolutely astounding. He says that when you change dirt into a brick or money into silver, those aren't considered chashiva changes. Why? Because there's no chashivas on a brick or dirt or silver or money. But if you make a kli out of it, forget money. Money's not chashiv. You make a kli out of it, you take a silver thing, and you make a leichter out of it, nobody will say, well, you can just melt that back down. That nobody will say, says Tosfos. Why? Because you made a chashiv a kli out of it. Right? Even though it could go back, even though you could do that.
No, but that was now it's a craftsmanship.
Says Tosfos, it's no different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if you steal wood and make it into a chair, you're konet. Or not, put it back. Take the wood, take the chair, chop it all up, and you have it back. We don't say that in the Mishnah.
You can't.
Why not?
You can't take a piece of finished wood and put it back into a log.
No, but you can put it back into 2x4s.
But you can't.
So Tosa says that's the difference.
That's a big difference.
What? Yeah. But the Rashi says, what's he talking about? What's greater in this world than money? What's better than money?
You have silver. It's worth X amount of money.
Right. Okay. So why is it if you take the silver coin and you put it back into a lump, that's not considered a change?
Because
why? Says Tosas, not chashuv. Oh, but a chair, that's chashuv.
Because the value is the same.
What?
The value is the same.
I'm telling you what Tosva says. Tosva said it goes by value. Tosva said it goes by chashivas.
So what does chashivas mean? It means something that you can...
I don't know. So contrast whatever he said about the coins to the chair. What's the difference? Stone is chashuv. But if you would take a silver and make a leichter out of it, then of course the halach would be different.
Exactly.
Why? Chashuv.
Because you had a credit.
So that's more chashuv than money?
Of course. It depends how you define chashuv. It means that it's really like tumah by klicher. So I would say the inside comes around the outside. Right? What's the spirit of the inside? Because that's what you use.
So look at the top toes. Dafka avde zuze. Only the halacha would be if you make money out of it. Avel asim en hanafka kli. But if you take this gold or silver lump and make a kli out of it, kigon kos shel kesef. For example, a kos, a becher. Kani, of course you'd be konet. Af al gavta hader avid luhu naska. I can melt that down and make it into a lump again. The logar minasarim, it's not any different than boards. Va'asan kalim, and you made it to kalim. Aval zuze v'levina, but money or a brick. Ain't toras chashivas aleihem kol kach. Says the Raja, what on earth is Tosa talking about? What is more chashiv than money? Ain't toras chashivas aleihem kol kach. So a bachelor is more than money? Hard to say that. I hear what you're saying. What? I agree with you. I just read you. What? So, 1 second.
If you take the amount of silver that goes into a becher and you sell it as a coin, and then you take that or you use it as a becher, the becher costs more money.
I hear you. The Rashba doesn't give that answer. The Rashba says that Rav Papa had a different gears in the Mishnah. This question is so strong that Rav Papa had a different gears in the Mishnah, and his gears was that Eitim, he didn't have a different gears, but he interpreted the Mishnah like Rav Ashi, that said that that you've changed the wood to such an extent it can never go back.
Exactly.
That's what he's saying. But what's the difference? Can coins go back just like a becher can go back? Yes. But Tosfos says halacha is different. Only coins halacha is like that. Because not Torah's chashivas. But a becher would be different.
Agreed.
Huh?
Agreed.
Okay, so that's a little bit difficult, because why should becher be more better than coins?
Because
it has functionality. Okay, I hear what you're saying. What do you say?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah, no problem. Chashivas doesn't mean more expensive, more
exactly.
Valuable.
It means more useful. And so what's more useful than cash?
Right,
what do you always say? What should I get him for the bar mitzvah? No, don't get him a becher. Get him cash.
No, but what is he
right?
Cash
is king.
You can't use that. You can buy something with it to use, but you can't use it. A cup you could use. Something.
Okay. So you're saying that's
money with carbon silver?
What?
Is money with carbon silver?
It's probably not. It's probably not a clue.
Cup is.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
I hear you. Okay. Shechimi, if it was black... if it was very tarnished coins, va'avdinu chadati, and you turn them into new coins, lo kani, doesn't work. You're not kohen. Why? Because it's the same thing. What? Yeah, you've done nothing. Chadati, but if you had new coins, va'avdinu shichmi, and you made them into black ones, tarnished ones, kani. Ay, maya marita, what are you going to tell me? Hadu avdinu chadati, I'll make them new again? No. Miyadi yadi shichmayu. They always, the tarnishing will never really go away. Everybody will always know that no change. Zaklal said the Mishnah, Kol Hagazlanim Mishal Makshas Hagzela, all the Gazlanim pay Mishas Hagzela. Lasuyi Mai, what does it mean? All, what does that come to include? Lasuyi had the Amr of Ilah, what Rabbi Ilah said, Ganav Teleh. If you steal a sheep, Vinasa Ayil, then it becomes a ram, Egel, or an Egel, Vinasa Shar, becomes a full grown ox, Nasa Shini Biyado, it becomes a Shini in your possession, Zikinao, and therefore you own it. Tavachu Machar, if you slaughter it or sell it, Shlohu Tavach, Shlohu Machar. It's really yours. Look at Rashi. Rashi of Shinui, Nasa Shini Biyado Vekano. You see that, Rashi? It's sort of like 10 lines down where the lines get skinny. It's a little higher up than where we are in the Gemara. You see it there? Nasa Shini Biyado Vekano. You have it? Says Rashi, Lekach, the im Tavachu Machar, Shlohu Tavach, Vishalohu mocher, the ain mishalem ella kefel. You only pay kefel, right? The problem with that Rashi is, why do you pay kefel? Why is it different? Okay, forget. Leave it. Okay, Hahu Gavra. I'm sorry. There's one. The guy. The Gazal Padna, the Ture Michavre. He stole a pair of oxen from his friend. That's what Rashi says. Padan Aram. It's called Padan, means a pair. There were two rivers. Aram Naharai and Aram Tsova. Okay. And Azal, Karav Behu Karba, he plowed with it. Zara Behu Zara, and he sowed with it, with those two oxen. Lasov, Juna Lamare. The owner got the oxen back. Also, the Kamei of Nachman, they came from the Rav Nachman, Amalahu, Zilu Sumu Shibcha Deishbach. Go cheshven out how much it was an increase now to this land. We're going to make the ganav pay. Amalei Rava, Turi Ashbach, Aralo Ashbach. What? Only the oxen made the land better. What about the land itself? What kind of psak is that? So Amar, no, mi kaimina nashmina kula. I should say, well, the whole thing has to pay. No, pasul kaimina, have to pay half. Says Rava, Amalei sof gazelahu v'kahadra be'ede. He stole, he returned it. What are you doing? So he answers back to him. You'll see why he said this. Didn't I tell you, while we're sitting in judgment, lo tamali miti, don't say anything to me. That when me and Shavur Malka, which is a nickname for Shmuel, that when we're in din, don't bother us. This guy who stole the oxen, he's an old ganav. Old story with him. And I have to give him a knas. Of course, a guy steals an ox and plows, he has to pay for the improvement of the land? Of course not. What kind of rule is that? No, this guy's, I can't stop this guy from stealing. So I'm making a crazy knas on him, making him pay for the improvement of the land. Is that a halacha? No. So Rava was scratching his head. So Rav Nachman, don't have such a kasha. I only did that because he's a habitual ganav, and I have to stop him somehow. So I'm making him kashas on him. That's not the halacha. Okay. Next Mishnah. Gazal behema. If you steal a behema, the hiskina, and it got old. Avadim, or you steal avadim, the hiskina, and they got old. Mishalim kishas akzela. You pay at the time of the gzela. Didn't the previous Mishnah say, Kohag Zaklal, Kohag Azlana Mashal Makshas Agdela? Said that Mishnah said that already. Are we repeating it? That was 2 days ago. Why are we repeating it? Says it's Tiferes Yisrael because now we're telling you that it goes down in value. That we never knew before. Even if it goes down in value, you pay Shas Agdela. Rabmeir Omer, Ba'avadim, when it comes to Avadim, Omerlo, Hareshal Chalafanecha. Here you go. Here it is. Why? Because Avadim are compared to Karka. Karka Eli Enon Exelis. Here it is. Okay? Gazal Matbeya. If you stole a coin, Vinisdak, and the coin became rubbed out, and if those days, if the coin was rubbed out, it could not be used for commerce. Or payros, or fruit, Viherkivu, and they rotted. Or yayin, or wine, Vihikmet, and it got spoiled, but turned vinegar. Mashal and Kashas Gzela. You pay at the time of the Gzela. the change is obvious. The change is nicker. But Madea v'nifsal, if he stole a coin and then the government recalled the coin, so now it's not worth anything. Or truma, or you stole truma v'nitmeis, and the truma became tamei. Or chametz, or you stole chametz v'avrolav haPesach, and now Pesach is over. Right? Or behema v'ne'evdeba aveira, or behema that you did an aveira with. What kind of aveira? I don't know. You bow down to it, nirva, with all these things. In other words, now it's not worth anything. Now it's going to be killed. All these things are changes that you don't see. Truma, toma, you don't see toma. The chametz is now asur b'hana. That looks the same. The behema was worshipped. Looks the same. The hezek is not nicker. Oh, or shnifsel me'agavi hamizbeach. It became possible for the mizbeach for whatever reason, without a change, without a physical change. Or it's going out to be killed, which is not worth anything. Amalo, and you stole it. Amalo, hareishal chalafanecha. Here it is. Here you go. Giving it back to you. Here you go. I stole chametz erev Pesach. Now, after Pesach is over, it's worthless. Here, you give it right back. Okay? Says the... Why is chametz after Pesach asur b'hana? It's not midoraisa. It's a takanas chachamim. You were not nizer bal yirah bal yimatzeh. We're making a kenas on you, and it's asur forever. That's the reason. Okay? Says the Chok Yaakov, what if you would come to him during Pesach? What if you would come to him during Pesach and say, here's your chametz. Here it is. After Pesach, you're allowed to do that. Why? Because after Pesach, we said it. Hezek she'en o nikr. Here it is. What if you come during Pesach? You come Chol HaMoed. I went to a shir na Chol HaMoed. I have charata. I did a terrible aveira. I stole from you. Here it is. Hareishel Chol HaFanecha. Can you do that? Says the Chok Yaakov. Absolutely not. Why? Says the Chok Yaakov. Because since on Pesach, there's a chiyuv to burn it. Even if it's fine chametz on Pesach, you have to burn it. There's a chiyuv to burn it. Therefore, it's not considered worth anything. It's as if it doesn't exist. After Pesach, all of a sudden, it gets resurrected. And you can give it right back. But not during Pesach. You buy that? Yeah, you think it's good? Why not? Says the Ksot HaChoshen as follows. You ready for this? By the way, I don't know if we're going to have time to say it. What if you steal an Esrig, Erev Sukkot, and then you return it after Sukkot? It's an Erev Sukkot that's worth $150. After Sukkot, it's worth $3. Here it is! Can you do that? If you were going to have a Suffolk, if you could do that. Because it's not Hezek She'eno Nikr. The market went down. There's no market for an Esrig the day after Pesach. It's different than the Chametz. So you had a whole Suffolk about that. Just like raise that, you can think about that. What? Sitting a matzah, but not chametz. Sitting a matzah, right? Who wants matzah after Pesach, right? Nobody. So, then wait a minute. If on Pesach, you have a chiyuv to burn it, right? Ain't yachal lomo lo hareishal chalafanet. Oh, 1 second. So I'm sorry, if on Pesach it's considered as if you have to burn it, therefore you're not allowed to say, here it is. You're not allowed to say, here it is, right? Then, im kain, you should be kona it with a shinui. Right? If I can't return it to you on Pesach, why can't I return it to you on Pesach? What? Because it's ome lisrof. And it's kesarav dami, then didn't I acquire it by that virtue of that change? How can I give it back after Pesach and say, here it is? You hear that kasha of the ksos? A brilliant question. I've now acquired it by the shinui, how can I give it back? What's the shinui? That now it's ome lesarif. Is it sarif? No. But it's ome, so it's as if.
It was not now.
What do you mean? I stole it erev Pesach. It's sitting in my garage. I didn't touch it.
What? Physically changed. The halakhic status changed.
So, no, because he quotes the Gemara Gittin that says that if there's a hezek that's nicker, then it's considered a shinui. Okay? I want to get to the answer.
Is that
so here's the answer. You ready? We'll
all the changes you know, we have in the Gemara have been actual physical or...
Listen to this answer. When you hear the answer, you'll hear the godless. Says the Ktos, he disagrees with the Hogiagov. He says you can return it on Pesach. However, he says as follows. Right? Therefore, the lav shall bal yira nitik la say tzarech levara ayde sreifa v'lo moel shiifara l'ruach kemur betosvos, right? The kivan shemuta ala gazan l'kayim ha'asei ulasarfo. Since the gazan stole it, it's his achrayis, it's his responsibility. He has a chiv now to burn it himself because he's achrayis on it. He's the gazlin. He's like a shomer. He can't return it. Right? But if he would return it, and violate the din of Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh, it would be a valid returning. So he argues on the Chok Yaakov.
So I'm going to wrap up too.
What?
No, there's a lot of Nitzik
Lasei. Right. That's what we said on Wednesday night. Right.
It's
only Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Right. If you look at the Gemara there, it's not even true. That's a big mystery how he could say such a thing. Okay. It's 7 o'clock, so we'll stop over here. We didn't do any of the Gemara, but it's fine. It's very easy. From here to the bottom, it's very, very easy. It'll take a few minutes. And we will resume and catch up on Shabbos. Everyone have a very good day and a very good Shabbos.